It is as far as we can go today. So I would invite you to provide yourself with translation device. We will begin soon. If there are people you think should be here and you don't see them already, I would invite you to call them to see if they can be here. Otherwise, we will wait a few minutes.
Thank you. I just wanted to make sure that he was aware of all those exchanges last night. About me, and I'm also not something she's concerned about. Training agreements and stuff, and she wanted to know what was going on. So, but he already knows about it. He knows it was based on. He says it's based on. Apparently, there were rumors about the government was going to set up a major training center for mining in the southern area. So they were going to concentrate all training there. Of course. And screw up. But I'm guessing. He said that was a while ago, though. But I wouldn't be surprised if that was because, well, the premium was riding. So that might not stand anymore.
Who's the new premium?
And if you wait long enough, things come back in fashion, right?
That's right. Said that he was accepting the project as it was agreed to before they had an agreement, another agreement. Did you hear anything about that? That's what he was telling
me. I just don't, they want the train. past 1:30? Quarter to 2?
Wachia, Nissen Kaswan Suzanne, as I said earlier, as far as I'm concerned, this is the most of Cree I can formulate today. So if anybody requires translation device, we will have translation into Cree, into English, and into French. You can provide you, go meet Michel in the back, and he has device for translation. Thank you for being here. And to begin this meeting, I will ask Mr. Sam Boson that accepted to provide us with an opening prayer. You can come at the microphone, Mr. Boson, and thank you very much.
Thank you. Good afternoon. We'll only take 1 hour.
We have the whole day and the whole evening, but it's possible we frame everything in the afternoon.
Thank you very much, and I welcome you all here. I don't know all of them, but you're welcome to the same. Thank you for everything. Thank you, Lord, for this occasion. Thank you, Jesus, that you are with us today. You will be with us this afternoon. And we thank you, Cindy and our brothers here, to be with us this afternoon. And non-natives and Crees. Then ask them then, God, you see God, to be to eat me at. Then ask them then, should you go on this week yet? Okay, then Jason sit to that. Jason sit to that the atmosphere. He's in his time, he said, but same at this week, he got him, should you go on to eat that. You got to score, and it's to jog not Michelle. To me, then I get to be treated me at your each yard. He said, soon, this me, they should sink us on anything. Amen.
Mr. Miigwech, before beginning, I would like to hear from translators if everything is okay for you. Channel English is number 2. Thank you very much. I was on the Cree channel. Well, thank you very much for being here. I had the pleasure to come here a few weeks ago in September. I spent some time around. I actually took a swim in Scout Lake, wonderful, refreshing, which I don't think I will do today, visibly. I had a chance to meet with extraordinary people who told me about your history and also in the perspective of all these displacements in the context of mining development. And that history is, well, this is your story. And the story is still going on. We're gathering here today where people gather, Ojibwe, to talk about this new project, BlackRock. actually the modification to the project, and the proponent will explain to us. Thank you very much for being here. BlackRock will explain in details the nature of the modification that are subject of the public hearing today. Sorry. COMEX thought that since the modifications are so important, even if the project was into consultation a few years ago, there was justification to come back to discuss these important, significant modification. How it will go on today? What we were planning was to spend the afternoon to make sure we understand well the project, give time to ask questions, to make sure that we understand well everything. Today is not the end of the consultation. Within the next 30 days, after being here today, you will still have a chance to provide us at the COMEX with additional question or simply your reflection on that. So we will spend the first part of the hearing today to understand. We were planning to come back in the evening to hear your opinions. It will maybe not be necessary. We don't know. We'll see how it goes in the afternoon. It's possible that since there were, from what we've been informed, a few meetings in the community lately, that maybe we will have sufficient time in the afternoon to pass through the whole agenda that is there. So to begin, I will ask my colleague to present themselves, and we will end up with this one here on my right that will explain to us the mandate, the process of the COMEX.
Yeah, I'm Robert Joly, member of the COMEX.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Daniel Berrois. I'm been named by the Quebec government.
Brian Craigenson, Gassonga, induction and Gautka, Edzi Wihigoyatska, EU.
With the Cree Nation, representing the Cree Nation government. So whatever will be developed in the Cree communities. So I'm Paul Murdoch, is here on behalf of the Cree Nation government.
Thank you very much. It took time for me to get what you said because we have translation. So thank you very much to explain, Jean-Paul, the mandate here of the COMEX, and whether for Jean-Paul and all of us and the people in the room, since we have translation in three languages, we need to speak a bit slower. You're welcome.
Yep. I get that.
Okay, I'm going to stand a Whitman Daneshnacht und Abtunan.
I'm going to try to explain how our duties are sitting here. I don't know if I'll be understood because Norman is always sitting with me, especially in translations. As we are sitting here with comics, we are sitting here on behalf of the James Bay Northern Quebec Agreement. We are also asked to review what is it that they want to do. It doesn't matter if it's building dams or building mines, we received the letters, and then that's when we start asking questions. There are a lot of people that are working with us. Some of the Korean Nation government that are sitting there, and even new people, the ones that are working in your ban offices, they are there to assist us, sending letters to us, so we would know how to stand together as when things start in the communities. Not only the new things, even if they try to change things that they were already given the mandate to do. And if they want to have any, like if there are any changes, that's when we are asked, are we able to give that person to accept the changes that they want to make, whether they're big or whether they're small or how long they'll be going? And that sort of things that we look, and that's why we are here today. Because in the past, Blackwater was given the agreement to start their projects. Now they're asking if they could make a few changes that were already agreed upon. So what we're doing, we're not only working on paper, but we also given the authority to choose what is important to the towns that we attend. So whoever the impact family can be conducted, that's why we're here today, and we were in Chibukbo yesterday. So we thought, even though they were given the agreement to start the mining, and looking, and there are some changes that they wanted to do, it's very important that we listen to what you think about the changes that they want to do. And our job is to make reports, and it's sent to the Quebec government, and then he decides if they're given to go ahead with the changes or not. It's not our choice. But as we look at the past, we are trying to do our jobs, because you help us a lot when you give out your opinions. And as we look around today and looking in the past, Quebec would never said, we will take what you have in mind. So we want to work together in unity. And when we make a decision, what kind of work needs to be done, and whoever comes into the community, then we look around how we can stand. And as we look at the James Bay Northern Quebec Agreement on the guiding principles, it tells us what we should look at and what are the importance of them. And the first thing that we look at is how it touches the traditional and the traditional way of life, the hunting, and that's very important for us to look at, and how it affects our communities and the land around us, and to protect our natives with work that is provided for them, and to make money. And we also look at the animals and the land, what kind of environment that the animals need so that they could always be around. And if we look at Category 2, then that's what we also have to look at, is Category 2 lands. And the other important thing is why we're here today is to recognize how the native people can get involved in this. And that's one thing that we have to look at. And as we look at the French people, they know what is being touched by them. And we have to look at these bylaws and regulations. Just like BlackRock and the other people that want to work there, and what kind of knowledge they have. And we all look at these things right now during the mining and exploration and whatever. And that's why we are here today, to tell you what we're doing. Once we finish today, the door is not closed. We have 30 days. It will be open, people to give in their ideas or whatever they want to talk, or if they want to work with these people, to send us your questions or whatever you needed to be answered. And the first thing that they'll be talking about is they're going to ask BlackRock, what did he ask to be changed while he's starting construction on the mining? And then once he finishes the presentation, then you'll have the right to ask questions. Or if you want to tell a story or whatever you want to say, you can say. Thank you.
Just so you know, you can take notes.
But know that everything that is being said today is recorded, and the recording will also be transcribed in written. All these will be available on our website. We'll take some pictures as well, if ever you don't want to be in these pictures. Just raise your hand. That's fine, because everybody, nice people, would be glad to have nice pictures from the place. So unless somebody has something to add that we would have missed, it's fine. About the process, everything is clear for today. So let's begin with the BlackRock people to present their project and the modification, please. And I will remind you to... Oh, sorry, we have a question. Chief Bosun.
Good afternoon.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Chief.
I'm going to remind you that on your agenda you have the Chief's speech. Comments?
I am so sorry. Please, Chief, if you could provide us with a word to open. I'm really sorry. It's my
It's error. Custom that the Chief makes the opening remarks.
I know, but we spend time, and I must be red right now. I'm really sorry. Let's begin, please.
All right. That's all right. Yeah, I'm going to say that we have a good state. I know it's state tax.
Are here. And he wants to thank COMEX for being here, and that he's giving us the privilege to ask questions if we have questions, and whatever we discuss here today. New category, the things that want to be changed by BlackRock. And as we sit around here, I encourage you people to ask questions or say whatever you want to say or whatever you want to bring here. My God,
to BlackRock as well.
Good. Chief Bosun, thank you very much. Mr. Miigwech, so you know, you were on my page one just after the prayer. You were my priority. I just totally forgot. I guess I'm so overwhelmed to be here with everybody. So now it's time for BlackRock to come in front and present their project.
Hello? Welcome, everyone. We are really pleased as BlackRock to be here today to show you or to share with you where we stand now as a company. To begin, I would like to introduce the team which is here with me, starting with Richard Saint-Jean as a general manager of the site, Jacqueline Roux, VP Environment, Alexandre Meterizian, Governmental Affairs, Carl Savard, VP HR, Pierre Cossette, Corporate Affairs, and we are lucky today to have with us a student who is completing his student work term, Jonathan. And in the second row, there's Patrice Baudry, who is the VP Project. So all of us are here today to share with you where we are now as a company. As you know, it's really easy to talk about the past. In this presentation, there will be a few comments about the future, mainly about the market and a few things like this. And what we will show to you is the best we know today. Maybe something will change in the near future, but we don't know today for sure. Who are we? First of all, BlackRock Metals is a Canadian-based private company that was established in 2008. BlackRock Metals own a world-class deposit of vanadium, titanium, and magnetite in the region of Chibougamau. Also in this project, we will build a second transformation plant in Saguenay. Behind BlackRock Metals, there's a solid group of investors to help us, to support us, and for sure to finance this project. I would like to start with the first two, Orion Mining and Investment Quebec. In addition of that, we have about 150 investors from Quebec and several from worldwide. We also have the Cree Nation, Administration Régionale de la Baie-James, and to complete the group, Société de Développement de la Baie-James. What's the project today? First of all, we have an open pit mine and a concentrator that we will build here in Chibougamau area. From that, we will produce a VTM, so vanadium titanium magnetite concentrate, that we will ship to our second transformation plant in Saguenay. From that plant, we will have three different products. The main one, the pig iron, and we will also have vanadium and titanium slags from that plant as well. So now we have three different products in line. Where it's located? The mine is located about 28 kilometers southeast of Chibougamau City. And in that map, you also can see the CN Railway network that we will use and the Roberval-Saguenay network that's owned by Rio Tinto. This one is interesting. It's a plan of what will look the mine in 42 years from now at the end of the operation. First of all, we have the open pit itself. West of this open pit, we will have a waste rock stockpile. And west of the open pit, we will have the tailing ponds, a water treatment facility, and the polishing pond. The rock will be tracked from the mine itself up to the primary crusher. The crushed material will be conveyed to the mill facility, which is here. And close to the mill facility, we could see the garage, the building, and the warehouses also. Here's what will look the second transformation plan in Saguenay. It's not included in that presentation, but it's interesting to see too. So that one, it's about the vanadium producers around the world. We have producers from Russia and Ukraine, from China, from New Zealand, from Australia, from South Africa, and from Brazil. As you could see here, there's Black Rock Metals will be the only vanadium producers in North America. Let's talk about our three products, what we will sell from the second transformation plan. First, the first one, the main one, is the pig iron. The pig iron is a semi-finished steel product. And the one from Black Rock Metal is high pure, so high purity pig iron. It's really important for us. And what's the use of the pig iron? It's mainly used to recycle the steel. So really important in the refinery, of steel refinery, in the melt shops. Important fact, 90% of the U.S. import come from Brazil, Russia, and Ukraine. So we will be really well located from Saguenay to ship the pig iron on the U.S. market. The second one is ferrovanadium that we call vanadium. Vanadium is an additive that we add to the steel, we mix to the steel during the fusion phase. What it does, it increases by far the strength of the steel. As example, in a few steel, just adding 1 kilogram of vanadium per ton of steel could double the strength of the material. So having steel with a better strength means that we need less steel when we use that. The requirements are lower than what we used in the past. We saw that in the high building, in the car, in bridges as well. So where we could add those steel, and we need new steel for the construction. So less steel to build those products means less energy needed and less greenhouse gas emission as well. About the titanium slag, we are really lucky we have a lot of very significant quantity of titanium in our deposit. Titanium is mainly used for the white pigment. Titanium dioxide has properties to be really bright white and really opaque. So that's the usage of that. We use that or add titanium dioxide in paint coating, plastics, ceramic. We have it in medicine, toothpaste, and also in the food industry. This graph is really interesting. Here we have iron ore concentrate. It's what we were supposed to produce in the authorized certificate of authorization, the one we have in ENS. That was the production of iron ore only. What we will do, what we will produce in this project, is pig iron with high purity. What does it mean? We will increase by far the value of our product per ton mined. It's really important. In addition of that, we will also recover vanadium and titanium. So for those two products, we had no recovery in the previous project. So it does increase by far the value per ton mine at our site. Why are we here today? We had a nice presentation at the beginning of this meeting to explain, so I will just summarize a few facts. First of all, we obtained our certificate of authorization in 2013. In 2017, we asked to make a few changes of those certificate, and that's why we are here today to explain what are those changes. And what we expect, what we plan to do, is starting the construction of the mine and the building early next spring. Evolution of the project as time goes on. First of all, in 2011, we delivered two things. First, we delivered the first feasibility study for the magnetite concentrate. And later that year, we also delivered an environmental impact study for the mine site. From those two studies and many others, in 2013, we received the environmental certificate of authorization for the mine. So in that time, in 2013, we were authorized to have an open pit and a concentrator in Shibugamo. In that time, we were supposed to ship 3 million tons of concentrate, iron ore concentrate, on the Chinese market. In 2014, the company decided to reposition itself. So in that year, the company explored many options and decided to keep two for the future project to make that one more economical by far. First of all, there's an addition at the project of the second transformation plant, and also expansion of our product. So before we had only iron ore low grade concentrate, and now we have pig iron high pure, in addition of the vanadium and titanium. That makes the project now economic. That's why we are here today, to explain the major changes that we are asking. First of all, we will have a reduction of the annual tonnage of concentrate produce. We'll add a trucking option to Gagnon sawmill. We will remove the construction camp. We will no more need that one. The project lifespan from 13 years is expanded to 42. And also, during that period, we improve the water management and the tailing management. So we ask for those changes that I will explain in the next few minutes, one by one. Starting with the first one, reduction of the annual tonnage of concentrate. Before, on the authorized project, the production was for 3 million tons a year of concentrate without any transformation by BlackRock. Today, the proposed project is for the production of 830,000 tons of concentrate to be transform here in Quebec by BlackRock Metals. The second one, even though we keep the railway option from Shibugamo to Saguenay, we have to add a trucking option from the mine to the Siri Gagnon. First of all, I want to explain that our preferred option is by far having the rail spur built in time from the mine to the CN network. It's by far our our preferred option. But now, this section, or this railway spur, is not financed. So, and we have a group internally who is working to finance that with external group as well. But if it's not founded and built in time, we will have to transport the concentrate by truck from the mine to the Sirigagno to use the Siena Railway. Also, the removal of the construction camp. As I said earlier, the mine won't be a 3 million tons a year. It will be a 830,000 ton a year. So the building and the facilities will be a lot smaller. So we need less people, construction people, to build those facilities. Having less people needed, we don't need to build a construction camp. What we will do, we will lodge those people in the communities around, meaning Shibugamo, Chape, and here in Uji, Bugumu. For the project lifespan, the certificate of authorization was for an operation for 13 years in the past. Now on the proposed project, we extend that to 42 years, so it means job for a longer period of time and impact in the communities for a lot more longer period of time. For the water management, following the 2014 federal authorization, we decided to no more use Lac Denis as a reservoir for the processed water. And during the meantime, we improve our water management. So now we have 100% of the processed water that will be recycled. Overall, it will be more than 90% of the water usage that will be recycled. The 10% remaining are mainly for the shower, bathroom, and a few specific small items in the mill itself. For the tailing management, the authorized project was to have two tailing ponds, so one for the coarse material and the second one for the fine material. Now we will mix both material and they will be both pumped to the one tailing pond. So it improved the management of that and make the thing more easier to do. Another important aspect of our presentation is talking about the community's concerns. Just to be sure that we have a good vision and we understand well the concerns of the community, we had a lot of meeting with the population and everybody around. First, we started with the elected representative of Shibugamo and Chape, and we met the public and the citizen of Shibugamo and Chape as well. We met the band council here of Uji Bugumu, and we had meeting with the community here of Uji Bugumu. We met the impacted family and the regional committee as well. We had meeting and discussion with the COMEX representative. We met people from Société du Plan Nord, and we met also the Chamber of Commerce of the area to have a better understanding of what are the concerns of the population around. From those meetings, we had concerns that we separated in six categories. First one is for sure environment. The second one is transport of concentrate. The next one is employment and training. We talked about lodging. And the last one is economic development. I will talk about those five in the next few minutes separately. First of all, the main one is environment. So we decided to integrate the most possible the concern of the population in our project. Doing so, we reduce the footprint, we improve the water management, and we also decided to implement a progressive restoration program on the site. So being able to restore area that we will no more need in time during the operation instead of waiting at the end of the operation. We also have compensation plan for a few are accepted and others are in development to compensate about the loss of fish habitat, the wetlands, and the wildlife habitat. For sure, we will do regular monitoring of water, soil, and air. And this monitoring will be done in partnership with the communities. We will have social monitoring in partnership with local organizations. And two important facts, things to know, that there's no acid drainage. Our rock is not acid generator. And also no endangered species will be threatened by this, the construction or by the operation on our mine. Transportation of concentrate. First of all, you probably everyone heard about that. We will use the railway CN system and Robert Val Saguenay network between Chibougamau and Saguenay to transport the concentrate. This that was decided by the company and the contract are already signed for that one. We still have a situation in that one is the rail spur between the mine and the CN network. Our favorite or preferred option is really to finance the rail spur for the 26 kilometers between the mine and the CN network. If it's not financed and completed in time, we will have to truck the concentrate from the mine to the Siri Gagnon site on a distance of 25 kilometers or so. Just here to explain, here is the CN network. The mine is here, so we want to build a rail spur from the mine to the system here. It's not possible in time. We will have to truck down to Gagnon Sawmill to load the rail cars at this place. Employment and training. For sure, the company wants to ensure that the training program will be ready and done in place to be sure that we will favor the workforce from the area. To do so, we had discussion with the Cree School Board, with the James Bay School Board, the Cree Human Resources Development, Centre d'études collégiales à Chibougamau, Service Québec, and Minopro Cree. This morning, we had a meeting that went well to talk about the training here in Chibougamau. There were about 10 people or so attending that meeting, five from the Cree Nations and five from the company. And I heard that the meeting went well and they will have further discussion in the near future about that. Tomorrow we have a meeting in Chibougamau with the Centre de Formation Professionnelle, same kind of meeting that we want to explain what we did this morning and what we will do tomorrow to explain what are our needs in training and how we will implement that training here in the area. Lodging, we already have a committee working on that, and I will separate the situation into, first of all, during the construction period, we have already listed a potential of about 200 rooms to lodge the people. For the operation phase, it's a different issue. We are developing the strategy with the area to ensure that we will have accommodation available in time for the employees and their family. But this part is only at the strategic development at this stage. about the economic development, first of all, we will spend about $300 million to build a mine in the facilities at the mine site. After that, we will have about an operating budget of about $75 million a year. From those two items, we will need about 250 construction workers for the construction phase. And after that, about 200 permanent employees for a period of 42 years. And we also have two agreements that include economic development in the area. The first of those two is the IBA that we signed with the Cree Nation, that we named Bali Husky Agreement. And from that one, we already have an implementation committee working around just to be sure that what we have decided and signed together will be put in place in time at the mine site. We also have a collaboration agreement signed with the ARBG, Shibugamo, and Chape. And the follow-up meeting are already started as well. We've been asked many, many times, what could be the business opportunity during the construction phase? Actually, there's a lot of opportunities. Just as example, there's tree cutting, there's overburden removal, there's busing, there's security services, there's lodging and catering, there's surveying, and for sure, we will need construction people. And there's a lot more opportunities for the area. It's to show you what are our plan at this stage. First of all, we want to start the construction around April, May next year. We will also have a peak of employee workers on site during the winter and spring 2020. That will be the period here of 5-6 months when we will need about 240-250 employee workers on the site. And it's over and above the job that we will do on the site. Those are only for the construction. Here are the five principles that we are putting in place within the company that ensure us and you that we will do what we agreed with. First of all, we want to establish a 40-year partnership with the EU Ichi Beijing's community. Really important. It's where it starts, partnership together. After that, we want to take into account the community's concern and focus on that and work together to find solution if we have any issues. We want to collaborate with the communities to maximize local and regional economical benefits. We will establish work schedule that will favor to the family to implement themselves in the area instead of the flying fly out that we talk about. We talk everywhere else. And we want to live by our agreements with the communities. And here are the three committees that we have already in place to ensure that we will maximize the benefit in the area. The first one is the follow-up committee that we have with the citizen. The second one is the liaison committee with Shibugamo, Chape, and the ARBG. And the last one on that list is the Bali Husky Implementation Committee that is already started. I hope this presentation answered your question, your concern, or you know more about our project and where we are now. So, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We will keep that slate at question. We'll take just a few 5 minutes in order for you to think, formulate maybe your question, to clarify some aspect in that presentation, or if you want to go further in some aspect that were just presented to you. So just a 5 minute to think about that.
Does a good job on that. And she doesn't know what five minutes.
I will take
minutes.
5 minutes.
Yeah, I removed the battery. Yeah. And that didn't go for me. It went for a bit. I mean, when I first started it up, it started to look good. And then all of a sudden, after about 3 or 4 minutes,